Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. Hey, before I get started today, just wanted to let you know that I am making an effort to have all these morning meditations where they will be available at 12:01 on each day. So one of the comments I've had about our morning meditations is people just wish they were available every day at the same time. So I'm trying to do that for the first time. So bear with me if I struggle a little bit with it. Just trying to help you guys have your morning meditation every day. So let's get into it today. Today we are reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. And it says this: when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Yeah, so this is an interesting resurrection story. Mark gives us one of the more interesting ones. There is a lot of discussion about if this was the end originally of Mark's gospel. And even as I'm reading this, I'm using Bible Gateway, the app. It says the earliest manuscripts don't have verses 9 through 20, which is the rest of the gospel of Mark. So imagine if this is the end of Mark's gospel. It ended with, they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. And I think this would capture for us part of what the experience of the women and the disciples immediately following the resurrection was not just overwhelming faith. There was a lot of question. There was a lot of fear. Because first of all, Jesus had been put to death by the Romans. So if you called yourself a follower of Jesus, what did that mean for you? And so I think one of the things we see here is all throughout, there's this kind of fear, and then there's assurance from the angel in this one. "Don't be alarmed," he says. "You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene. He has risen. He is not here." And then they're given instructions to go tell the disciples and Peter, "He is going ahead of you into the Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Now, eventually we do know that they do see Jesus, and that their fear will turn to joy, and it will turn to peace eventually. And then at Pentecost, we realize that the Holy Spirit is poured out on the church. After Jesus ascends to the Father, he promised that his Holy Spirit would be poured out on the church. And the same disciples that were filled with fear, even up to the resurrection, now stand in front of governors and say, "We cannot help but speak about what we have seen and heard." So this first experience of Jesus' resurrection, in this story, we don't see them actually encountering Jesus, but we see that they encounter the tomb, the empty tomb. This first experience is not maybe the thing we would expect. Maybe we want it to be a perfect storybook, you know, where immediately they believe. But I think it's very real to what humans tend to do, is even in the midst of something that seems so amazing. There might have been a little bit of it. Is this too good to be true? And then for sure there was still fear that, okay, even if Jesus is alive, there's fear of what might happen if we are seen with Jesus. And so today, I just want to remind you that some of the things that we face in our world, the fear, sometimes the apprehension, sometimes the questioning, even the disbelief at time, that these first disciples experienced all of it. But the resurrection of Jesus eventually changed their fear into joy, and their fear into hope, and their fear into peace. And I believe that Jesus can do the same in our lives as we choose to follow him, as we choose to seek him, even the fear in our lives and the places that don't seem to make sense. Jesus can make new life and bring joy and peace to us as well. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.